Did you oil up yesterday?
No.
Why? You didn't hit it?
Didn't hit it, bro.
That's all
right. I didn't want to hit it. Because Winston was talking mad shit about hay sperm. Can't blame him one bit.
Cannot blame lucky him they don't see our shit, bro. Yeah.
Spud Carroll sounded exactly like he was on mid like pushing like a big shit out while he's commentating. Remember that meme, like, you know, Pames Podesco, you know what I mean? Or Pessy. Pessy the ghost. You know,
Pessy.
You know what I mean? This was Ray Shut Warren up. Shutting up Gus, you know what I mean?
I'll go, KD! Go, KD! Sit down, you... You know what I mean?
Like, there's none Brad's of, in the air! Oh, shut up, let him referee the game.
Like, EFL, all right, washed up Katy Perry, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Katy Perry.
She did that too. Huzzah! Yeah. She called stumps on the umpire.
Yeah.
Wrong sport.
She's on shit, bro.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe. Share, do everything you gotta do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the final episode of League Lads for the 2024 season. You might see us drop some videos randomly in the off season. We might come up with some content ideas. We might do a few things, yada, yada, yada. But this season's flown, it's flew, brother. It's gone. The grand final was yesterday. As a neutral fan, it was unbelievable what we got to witness. We're going to get into it. First of all, shout out to our sponsors, Chad. Shout out to Astralens. Make sure you go and start getting on their pre-order, which is going to be very soon. Make sure you follow them on Instagram. And Fred, we've got a special shout out today before we get into anything. Shout out to The Stole. Right? Now, if you can see what I'm holding right now, it's a framed graphic of Matty Burton, and I can't tell you how much I love it. Stole sent us some stuff looking after us on our new... If you don't know, we have a new studio, new sort of podcast setup that we're going to be setting up in the off season, and this is the first thing that's going to go up there, bro. So I'm very, very happy with this. Freddie, I'll let you hold it, have a look at it, glance at your Pookie Bear.
Look at my Pookie Bear, bro. We're cracking out the champagne today and the headgear because he's been selected for Australia. Woo! So he's now Australia's Pookie Bear. And shout out to The Stole, and they're sending us some more stuff. They do like life-size cutouts and stuff as well. So... they're going to make this new studio setup that we're going to get for next season look absolutely fly. So can't thank them enough. Absolute legends. Check out the website. And yeah, we'll do a more detailed and up-close showcase once everything's set up.
Yeah, I think we'll do some behind-the-scenes vlogs. Shout out to The Stole, man. Honestly, love it. Great gift to have now with the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, it's off season. We're getting excited. They're starting to look forward to next season. Boys!
I just want to say one thing. I've never wanted an off season to end this quickly, and we're half a day in, bro.
Yeah, it's especially you. This is every single week. Now, you're just going to kick it, play games, and do whatever you do on Twitch.
Yeah, I'll be streaming a bunch of games. We're going to be doing like full playthroughs. We'll be doing some 2K and stuff as well.
I think it's good, but, bro, I think it's good to have a little rest from rugby league a bit, bro. Every single week.
I wish I could just do it every week. Man, that's the dream, to be able to do this stuff for our job one day.
Inshallah, bro.
And every day, I just want to put everything I got into content so I can maybe do that one day. Get every day that
wake
we
up
take.
And just content, lad. Oh, bro, wake so up rugby league content.
Like full week streams, that's the dream one day.
You know what we should do? I wish we can commentate games. It'll be a dream. Anyway, this is a lot of ideas. I don't sleep at night because I just think about a million things to do.
I know,
right?
Man,
let me tell you about someone who didn't sleep. Well, he slept and sort of missed a little opportunity, but we're not gonna get into that. Today it's Flexi's day, right? Flexi, can you speak so they can see your face? The
How
voice is gone.
How we doing?
How you doing, my brother? First of all, congratulations to Penrith. We'll get into Penrith. Penrith are going to be... the whole show is literally about Penrith and Melbourne, but I want to say I'm so proud of you, my brother. Honestly, like, I've never been happier to see something. Like, when we did content with the Bulldogs, a lot of people were messaging us, commenting, congratulations, boys, you deserve it. Felt good, not going to lie. But yesterday, I know you deserve this so much more than anyone. You got to be on the field. You got to witness a four-peat. You got to take photos with the Penrith team, I think it was a month back, which I'm very upset that you never told me about. Because when I sent that photo today, I was like, oh, Flexi, sitting next to Cleary. but, bro, congratulations, bro. You killed it. You went on today's show. You were live. Everything was going off. I'm so proud of you.
He caught Freddie capping.
Yeah, you caught Freddie capping once again, bro.
Got the video refereeing.
You should have asked him about Damien Cook, bro. I was telling you.
Oh, bro, I asked him about...
I seen Brandy, by the way, yesterday as well. I forgot Greg Alexander.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like... I'm not a fan of Greg Alexander, but he was right next to me and I was like, are you back to the... First thing I asked him, Wallah. I was like, are you back to the Blues next year? He's like, nah. I was like, yes. In my head, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I asked Freddie something similar. I was like, oh, you know, coaching position open. Now you're going back to Blues. And he's like, no, no, no.
Nah, I'm done.
And I was like, oh, like I wanted it to be a bit more exciting for the content, but I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no
yeah.
more Damien Cook on the wing.
You don't want to get into it.
Bro's just disrespecting him.
Nah, you know what? But it's not anything. It's just respect.
Freddie, man, you look like a really good front row today. That's
what nah, it's just about showing respect to him. We might absolutely. Not be fans of their opinions, but yeah.
I always respect him, bro. Like, I honestly, we have our opinions of him, but it doesn't mean that we got to be dickheads to him, you know what I mean?
No, of course. And I'm getting better at that too, because I sometimes let my anger get the best of me, lad, and I start saying things. But I do realize that they're humans, and that's their job, that they have to do things professionally sometimes.
And a lot of them are just, regardless of what we think, they're professionals all the time. Like, man, there's some of these guys are really nice blokes, like Mick Innes, man.
Oh, Mick is a legend.
Like, remember when we saw him at Belmore, bro? Like, absolutely, the guy shook our hand, spoke to us for a bit, you know what I mean? Absolute legend, bro.
He was that much of a legend that I didn't want to take a photo of him. Like, you know when you say...
I felt bad.
Yeah, I felt bad to ask, hey, bro, can I take a photo? Because he was that nice,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
So you don't want to be a
fan in his head.
And I think, look, he's actually one of the names being thrown around for Origin, and that'd be mad.
Yeah, we'll speak about that soon. But
Mr. Flax, if you looked at him, if you forgot that Penrith won, if you looked at him, you'd get reminded because he's just got all the merch from yesterday on.
I got the
full kit wanker.
Full kit wanker. It's the first day he's not full kit wanker, but because he's got white shorts on and not.
It's all in the wash, bro. Like, I got to freshen up. But you got the 2024 Panthers Premiers, the Premiers hat. This is such a solid hat, bro.
Yeah, it's gone.
I think it's so gone, but. Just the opportunities that I've gotten over the week, just it was so unreal. It was so unreal. And, you know, getting on the field, getting interviewed by Channel 7, Channel 9, getting the interviews with Josh Mansour and Brad Fittler, it's just like, how has this week gone? Like, and we did an open training session on Tuesday. That feels like a month ago, like, honestly, like, it has been so cool. And I just can't, I said to Fred and... Me and Fred spoke about this, but, you know, like, thank you to you boys as well. You boys have literally helped me. I help you guys. You guys have helped me, you know, and it's been so I'm so thankful because 8 months ago.
We didn't know each other, bro.
In January, we didn't know each other, bro. I was like.
I still hadn't met you, bro.
You know.
you knew of him.
Yeah, like.
I didn't know. I never knew who you were. Yeah. I knew nothing.
Yeah, 8 months ago before the charity match, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but I can tell you one thing. I didn't think I'd be here today, and, you know, I didn't think I'd be on the field. I didn't think I'd have the opportunities that I've had. And as I said, thank you to you boys.
I knew you'd be. I didn't think you'd be on the field, but I knew you'd be like when you start working hard and like pushing yourself in that world. Like Fred knows, bro. Like, bro, I always say this example, but we had Jake Preston at my house. Like, do you not understand like how crazy that is? When he's New South Wales Blues captain in a few years, I'm gonna be like, bro, this guy's at my house. You know what I mean? So if you put yourself in that world and you push harder. I know you're thanking us, but we thank you too, because without you, because we can't do this. Like, all the things that people don't see behind the scenes, that's the shit that people don't understand. But everyone wants to start a podcast. Everyone wants to start content. Everyone wants to do this. But they don't understand the grind.
It's hard work, bro.
Oh, there's a lot of
shit,
work.
Bro. Wallah, like...
As Fred said, I told Flaxy, bro, like, he's thanking us. Like, he should pat himself on the back, bro, because he would have never been in this position if he didn't put in all the hard work. And I thanked him for all the hard work he's put in for us, because, like... We have no way to compensate Flaxy. You know,
it's
like,
very hard. Well,
like he, like we taught him everything that we could, and let him, and he's been part of the team. You know what I mean? And
you know, and
he's put in so much time and sacrificed so much, and
I think that's the best part
for his content, for his supporting his team. He deserves everything, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys.
Wow, bro. You're not getting roasted today. You're getting praised. Are you sure this is league, lad? Not some sort of entrepreneur.
Brother, I'm just saying one thing, man. Like, that's... the fact that we give him so much shit...
And he takes it, probably.
And he takes it. And then today, we're glazing him, bro. He's never... This is not going to happen for a very long time. So
I'm soaking it all in, bro.
He better appreciate it. You know what I mean? This feels better for him than winning the four-peat, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell you, I felt like... It feels so unreal and scary because, like, it feels like a closing of a chapter and then, you know, it's an opening of a new one. But for the, like, Panthers, you know, how this week has been for me, it's like, oh, you know, you're having all the greatness, so you get to enjoy this and then...
Be ready for next season.
Be ready because it's not going to happen for a while.
Nah, look, man, congratulations. I love everything you do, Flexi. Everything you've done, you deserve. Everything was unbelievable. You can give us a little insights when we're speaking about the game because you got good seats as well. Boys, Penrith, let's
once
get it.
Well, shout out to Sneaky's Kitchen because that's where we all met.
Shout out to Sneaky's Kitchen. Right. I was looking at this guy. I was like, hey, Tanaka. Tanaka's like, what? I was like, what do you reckon? And he's like, what, bro? We reckon what?
I'm
like,
he's a white boy.
I'm like, you reckon we can bring another bloke into our world? Man, I'm like to him, like, you know, he's like, Tanaka's like, why are you asking me? I don't know. Like, you make the call. I'm like,
but Tanaka was just too tired from the game, bro. He had durag rash, bro. Is that even a thing?
But then I looked at you and I was like, Flexi, like 1, 2, 3. And you're like, yeah, bro, I'll drive down from wherever I am. And from that second, bro, well, I'm very, very grateful. I appreciate it. And, we got a lot of shit to conquer, lad. Like, there's a lot of things we're gonna be doing, and I don't like comparing us to anyone or doing anything like that. But there's a lot of good we're gonna see.
As I said, you know, this year's been absolutely insane, but there's so much more to come. We're so far from where we want to be. So
100%, bro. And I'm excited.
Job's never finished.
Job's not finished. You know what? Job's finished. Penrith, brother.
Yeah.
The four points are done. Let's get into the grand final, right? First of all, grand final. You got to speak about the hot topic that everyone was talking about. Because I couldn't hear him. The kid Leroy. Now, I read a comment and I couldn't agree more. Someone said, who the hell decided to put the music at 100, the volume, and put kid Leroy's mic at 5? Because I couldn't hear him, right? But, bro, just in my two cents, I think the NRL did a good job in getting someone like that. Because every year we have people that we don't know. Like, I don't know them, you know what I mean? Like, I know no music, I know artists. Every time they get someone, I really don't know who they are. They got someone that we're very, like, the kids know, that a lot of people know in this generation. And he grew up in Redfern, he grew up a rugby league fan, he's an Aussie.
He's a South fan,
he's a South fan, like.
I said this yesterday, like, when I made the video, like, I don't listen to Kid Leroy at all, cuz.
Me too.
Like, I know his stuff from TikTok edits only and shit. But it's good that the NRL said, you know what, Harum, screw the old people for once, bro. Let's give the young kids someone to go and see, you know what I mean? Like, and he's a young kid from the area, like, support your own, you know what I mean? Like, we're getting Macklemore and all this stuff. Like, Macklemore, the ship sailed for Macklemore 10 years before he came on, bro.
We're not interested anymore in that.
Like, all right, if you got him in 2014, bro.
Different story.
You know what I mean? Then it's a different story. But you're getting him in 2022, bro, when, like, who cares,
he's
bro?
He's huffing now.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have got one forward in its prime and he decided not to, you know what I mean? And everybody.
And I get that.
The amount of people yesterday that were saying one forward going to perform, like, he's going to bring him on.
Nah.
Bro, because I was going live a ton. Everyone was saying they saw one forward at the game, this, that. But they're apparently banned from performing in Sydney.
No, but I fully understand not getting one forward. And as much as I love, like, I think they're mad and whatever, I fully get it. Because if the kids are going to, like, it makes sense.
You want a good role model. It's a bit bad for the rep. But the kid Leroy, we heard him on the Channel 9 broadcast. None of New Zealand could see it because Sky Sports had to put the semi-final on during his performance. Because I was watching on the New Zealand broadcast because I don't like 9 now because it's delayed and terrible, terrible quality. So I was on Sky Sports, you know, VPN and all that. And then I had to go back to 9 now to watch the Kid Leroy. But apparently at the game, the audio was disgusting, terrible.
I was there. Look, you got the thing.
I don't know how you effed that up. Like,
I don't know. I think
these guys, man, they have concerts there freaking all the time, bro. Like, how
and you've been to a concert there. It's never like that. It's never always like that. You hear everything, really.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know.
I actually haven't even to one.
Really?
You too, bro. When I was in you.
This guy went to a thing that, you know, that iPhone album.
This was before the iPhone. This was the year the iPhone came out, cuz. 08, bro. Right? Yeah. But I liked them when I was a kid. They've never screwed up the audio like that, bro.
Never.
When do you ever see, like, because Kanye
Taylor
West.
Taylor Swift, Kanye
yeah,
West.
Yeah, you know,
anyone that performed
big
there.
Guy, Coldplay. You
they're
going to
be
there.
Yeah. And
fact, they should have got Coldplay. Coldplay would have been cool, bro.
They're here, like,
they're massive,
month. They're here next month.
No, they're
bro.
Massive, bro. Bro.
No, that's too big, man. Yeah. AFL, all right, washed up Katy Perry, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Katy Perry,
she did that too. Huzzah! She called stumps on the umpire.
Yeah,
wrong sport.
She's on shit, bro. But like, it's good that they're supporting their own, bro. Not going out and getting another like washed up celebrity or former singer. I love it, bro. I respect it, even though I don't listen to this guy. All right, the young kid, give him something, bro.
It's not even about our opinion on the artist. It's about what we like the game to do. Yeah. So move away from the old stuff that they were so used to. And look, change takes time. Not everyone's going to adapt to things differently. But you got to sort of, like, if you want to make money in this era, you have to follow the crowd.
And that's what I was saying. I was, like, seeing a lot of comments, especially, like, on Facebook and that. All these, like, older NRL heads are like, oh, you know, like, maybe the 14-year-olds enjoyed it, but I didn't. It's like, this isn't for you.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, okay, no, but you're not going to... Then the 14-year-olds aren't going to like Tina Turner, bro, or...
Yeah.
Or
simply
like,
the best.
Yeah, like, all right, how many times are you going to listen to that song and you still like it, bro? Yeah, like every it. Bloody
it's
game.
It's a classic,
like,
but that's
the,
it.
Even the arena media cuts. Well, I swear, I've had enough of Sweet Caroline. I've been saying it.
Oh, it's been so I've much been this year.
Oh, but that was mad yesterday. No. Yeah. That was mad yesterday.
I heard, bro, the Take Me Home Country Road, bro. We all heard it loud as hell.
Now, the crowd was good.
The crowd, the atmosphere, look, out of the grand finals I've been in, this atmosphere was better than...
the best?
Better than last year. The only one that rivals it is the Parramatta one.
Like, because it's local, but it's two local teams. Like, so, not local,
but
yeah.
Hearing the crowd sing songs and stuff was mad, but while I've had enough of Sweet Caroline, pick a new song, bro.
But it gets the... I get what you're saying, but when I was there yesterday, right, and as soon as the speakers went, watching you, and then it cut out, and then everyone's like, Sweet Caroline, and it went on for so long, and I was like, that's mad. I think that was the highlight of the first half
for
me. It was
so awesome, and especially these things as well. Like, if people didn't know, Fred didn't know, they actually had these lighting things, just seeing the whole stadium, bro, like, light up.
I was on the top, just I could see everything.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was mad.
So, do you guys prefer to watch the games at the game or on TV?
I've been to an Origin. I've been to 2012 Bulldogs Grand Final, and I went to yesterday's Grand Final. I've been to, like, big game semi-finals. Like, bro, when it comes to atmosphere, I get it. I get why you'd go to the game. For the atmosphere, you're there, the players are in front of you. But me, like, as a juddo, I would rather be home. I would rather hear the commentators. Like, I love watching Mick Ennis talk and Vossi. That's for me. That's how I enjoy sport. So, like, even when I went to the World Cup, right? I went to the World Cup mad and hectic. But you were there. It's unbelievable. But I was still like, I'd go back and watch the games of commentary. And I was like, bruh, that's so sick.
I mean, that's what I did today.
I just got used to, like, the commentator. So, but yeah, I'd prefer to watch it at home. A lot of other people would prefer to be at the stadium.
Because, the game didn't sell out this year, bro. And it's like, even though it's a 2,000 tickets, it's like, bro, it didn't sell out. Like, and I get Melbourne, they don't really have a big fan base and they don't really travel very much. But it's like,
I just want to say there was more people there than the 2017 Roosters Grand Final. So.
Shout out to Hainsey.
I went to the only two Grand Finals I've been to have been the Roosters wins. So
pain.
But Canberra one, there was so many Raiders fans there. Like, they travel.
Nah, Canberra are good fans, bro.
But Melbourne, I just guess they didn't travel. And a lot of people, I think, were sick of Penrith. Like, they just didn't want to see Penrith win again.
Yeah, a lot of neutrals yesterday, bro.
Yeah.
Wallah, a lot. Like, I seen so many different jerseys yesterday. And, like, I get it, Grand Final that you represent your team, but, yeah, there was more than that. Boys, let's get into the actual Grand Final, right? Kid Leroy's done now. For me, I'm going to say it was a defensive game, right? The actual 80 minutes of football. Solid, defensive, quick. It was very, very quick. A lot of line breaks that were stopped. A lot of last-ditch tackles. But just the defense of both teams, bro. And people were asking me before the finals started, like, who do you reckon's going to play finals? And I'm like, the two teams that deserve it the most, Penrith and Melbourne. Now, Penrith weren't unbelievable all season, but you knew Penrith deserved it because of how good the team is. You know, when they're on, it's the best footy you'll ever watch. And then Melbourne for just getting through everything with injuries or whatever. But just the defensive side, Fred, what did you think of it? As an 80 minutes performance, both teams.
Like, it was the attack was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it was.
But you were so fast, but the defense was just, they were both on point. Yeah. And like, it was, the line speed was great, the contact was great, but it was the thing with Penrith is they were just slowly grinding them out, like sapping their energy, suffocating them is what they usually do. I think they were suffocating them, especially when Melbourne started to get tired. At the back end of the first half and in the second half, they just looked gassed.
Melbourne looked finished.
They looked gassed because that speed of the game, it's not sustainable for any team. But Penrith are coming out on top, and Penrith were the ones that were dominating them with their kicking game, and they were really making it hard for Melbourne to throw the ball around. And Melbourne, even when they were in positions to throw the ball around, they didn't really do it because they were limiting offloads. They were just losing that battle in the middle. They couldn't break tackles. They couldn't make yardage. And if they did have a good set, the kicking game from Melbourne was not that good. Penrith just had a game plan and they executed it perfectly. And they just took, like, I don't think they took Munster and Grant out of the game. I think they were pretty good, but they took Jerome Hughes and Ryan Pappenhausen out of the game.
Maybe Jerome Hughes just wasn't in the game at all to be
bro,
taken.
It was. We were at that. Like, so cool. I'm at that level where I'm half an hour. I'm 60 minutes in. I'm like, bro, this is exactly what people say Nico Hines does. This is like he's actually ghosted.
The only difference was he actually, I would say he had a pretty good kicking game.
He put one good kick in. Like one elite kick that was mad. And obviously everyone glazed him for Andrew Johns was like jizzing himself. On one elite kick in.
He's
like
$4 million a season
but,
now.
But like Nathan Cleary was the one that had the really good kicking game. And if you compare Hughes' kicking game to Nathan's, oh, yeah, it nowhere. Was just, but obviously Nathan's forwards were doing a little bit better. Not too much better, but they were winning that battle. I mean, it's a lot easier to put in good kicks and stuff when you're winning that battle. And the thing with Jerome and Munster, the problems they had were the bloody kick pressure and the kick chase. Like, Ryan Pappenhausen was met with four jerseys every time he touched it. And in the event study, he wasn't met with four jerseys. He was met with by Liam Martin, bro.
Oh, he was.
That guy was leading the charge, bro. And that's why I'm like, even though I think Nathan should have won it, I think, like, won the Clive Churchill, I think Liam definitely deserved it. And they just, because he was the one setting the tone.
Is he the first right-sided second rower to win the
center forward?
Center forward. second rower to win the Clive Churchill. I think he's the first or something. I read some crazy stat yesterday. Anyway,
sure
he deserves.
In a while, anyway. But
he was, because he
was on.
Even
he was on.
State of Origin, I said this, because I swear he's my favorite, because he sets the tempo for you. Every game you watch him, Liam Martin play, like he's got errors in him, right? He might. And it's a second row, like, you might get a short ball, it's too quick for you, you might drop it. But, cuz wallahi, when that guy is on, he's just cracked. And he's a psychopath, didn't get a haircut all season. Then.
My uncle said he plays like he's possessed.
Yeah. and, like, that catch to give Leota to have that try assist.
What back? I didn't even think he, like, they do that with Nanai and Olakawatu and Katoa.
The only time I've seen it is Lindsay Collins over Tedesco.
Yeah, like this, like no one's talking about that, bro. He like Pappenhausen got jumped over. Or was it Coates? Got jumped over by
Pappenhausen. I think was it Coates.
I think was it Coates.
Even worse if it's Coates. How do you let Liam Martin
Coates,
jump?
Like Coates had some errors in this game, but I think it was Liam Martin. Liam Martin's won an aerial battle. I've never seen that happen ever, bro.
let's get into that. How do you do that?
How, bro? You know why he did? Because he wanted to. I hate using terms like this. Well, I hate using general terms. But he just wanted the ball more than anyone. And he wanted the ball more than whoever he was catching the ball against. I hate using the term wanted it more because they're in a bloody grand final, bro.
Yeah,
they both,
they both want it.
They both want it a maximum amount, cuz. You wouldn't want it anything more
anything
than
less.
Winning. if you offered any of these players, all right, $100 million or a bloody championship win, they would have taken the championship win. But Liam Martin just wanted it more. Yeah. Like he would have given up $1 billion
but
to get that ball.
But Walla, even like his defense, even his like you said, line speed, it's scary, cuz when you're trying to get out of your 10, your 20, and this Liam Martin's ball.
The amount of times, bro, I saw him and he like the Melbourne Storm player caught the ball and then instantly tackled by Lima and timed perfectly.
And it's easy to make a, like, it's easy to give a penalty away in that situation. The eyes are all on you. It's a big game. Your adrenaline's pumping. You might catch him mid-air and then just lose 40 metres now because of the kick. But
he timed it so
his experience over the last couple of years has just shot up, bro. And he's a big part of the success.
He's a forward.
Because that's why I rate Penrith, because, like, Walla, there's so many players you can talk about in this team. Like, I know we talk about Cleary, Edwards, Luai, but then you got Toto, you had Croydon, you had yesterday Tago, Alamotti, who were so good.
So good, bro.
I was talking mad crap about Tango all year and before the grand final last year.
Last,
I said that Broncos were going to win. I picked Broncos were going to win because they were going to target Isaac Tango. And that's exactly what they did.
And even you said, you agreed with my 13 plus on Melbourne because of Tango's side. And bro, his defense, I think he missed one tackle yesterday. And then Alamotti, cuz, like, we're Bulldogs fans. We watched Alamotti eat 66 points, cuz, against Newcastle, right? And, like, we never said he was a bad player, but it's just the players around you help you defend the line. Cuz he goes to Penrith, and while I read something yesterday, I shared it, I'll actually read it. It was a tweet. Here. Poor Alamotti, whose mother passed away when he was young, choked up after winning the grand final, his first at age 20. He said, honestly, I can't put it into words. It hasn't hit me. I play for my dad, my late mum. Without my mum, without my dad, I wouldn't be here. I can say that wholeheartedly. I honestly can't tell you how happy I am. Now, for a player to bounce back from copping a lot of stick last year from Bulldogs fans, rightly so, to playing in a grand final, because we thought Penrith would just grab him, develop him. You know, he might play next year. They lost Crichton. He might replace him because the guy played in the grand final. And in the last couple of games, he's been so good. But that grand final, I seen him catch a boys today. Wallah, I would have never caught out the Bulldogs.
No, we were there next to his family, bro, when that 6-6-0.
Yeah.
We knew, Harom, this kid, he was trying his best, but he just wasn't ready, bro.
He's not ready for a team like that.
He's not ready to... there's a reason why Gus does not want to rush people in. He didn't want to rush Oluwapu in. He didn't want to rush Paul Alamotti in. He doesn't want to rush Mitchell Woods in. You get what I mean? Yeah. Like, he wants to give him time so that the team is developed and then they're ready to get thrown in. You know what I mean?
100%.
But this kid was thrown into the deep end and he had freaking Okombo in the back row next to him.
And Fox
as well. I just want to say, at 19 years old as well.
At 19.
Yeah, like, and I get it. That's why I don't like...
He's a Zunman, bro. He just wasn't ready yet. Yeah. He's like, you know what I mean? And then he's coming to Penrith. I don't think he knew... I don't think he thought he was going to play. Because they had Tungo and May.
He's probably like, look, man, I'll just...
But he was developing and he's...
Straight out, I'll develop. I'll play good. I'll get some games. I might get some games. Origin might come around. The boys might go... And because the guy played the grand final, we have Taylor, that May incident, he's probably never going to play footy again or...
Not for
Penrith or whatever it is. And he's a big talent, big thing to lose. He's got big shoes to fill.
We re-signed him this year as well, thinking he was going to play. So there was no indication that Paul Alamotti was going to be the starting player at all this year.
And he was ready for it, man. And he's taken many, many challenges and he's taken them like a champion and he's stopped some really good centres and he's done a really good job. And Tungo, I think Tungo was arguably better than him yesterday.
Yeah, he was. Tungo
was better.
To miss one tackle, cuz.
On both sides of the ball, like, voila, I'm so happy with the man. And Tungo, we know, this is what, like, when you're getting paid big bucks as well, this is what you expect from him. And I know last year, he done his pec.
It takes time, bro.
It takes time to come back. And that's why I don't think Tungo was bad or nothing. It's just... He's confidence, compromised, man. Bro, because he's coming back from a really tough injury to come back from. And then this year, he was insane at the start of the year, form drop, you know what I mean? But for the whole season, like, that was his best game of the, like, since, like, round 4 or 5, and he's done in the grand final. I just think Penrith lift in the big games, and that's why they're so good.
Nah, look, bro, good. Alamotti, Tago, Brian To'o, far out, cuz. Like, that guy, bro, he's just... He's too good. Liam Martin. Boys, let's talk about Clive Churchill, right? I know Liam Martin won it. A lot of shouts for Isaiah. Do you think that's fair to say that Isaiah deserved to be in that Clive Churchill conversation?
Look, I think a lot of boys on the night deserved it, but...
So who's your top three? Like, who would you have picked? Three other players.
I would have had...
Did you pick Liam Martin?
I
picked him so last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Well, yeah. You said Cleary, but then I think you said when you said most important, I think you said most Liam Martin.
No, I think because I said Cleary, he just wanted to read. He's
going
to
change to Liam Martin.
No, because we couldn't pick Nathan Cleary, and then I picked that. So Liam Martin, Yo would be there, and then like Cleary had a good game, but as I said, Tungo could have had it. Brian Toll had like a quiet game and still did so much on running.
Brian
means.
Was not quiet. In the first half,
it was bulldozed. No one bats an eye. No one bats an eye. You see, if Coates did what Brian did, yeah. Everyone would be glazing him.
Yeah, yeah,
no one batted an eye
because it's regular scheduled program.
Exactly.
But he was at near like 150 meters at halftime, bro. They could not stop him. And his run created that second try right before halftime.
I think there was one.
He made like 20 meters on that run, bro.
I think there was one tackle where he got pushed back bad. And it was like the first 20 minutes of the game. And I'm like, oh, yeah, look, you never see that.
Because they went.
And then he just drilled through him, but all game.
And they didn't kick to him. They were not kicking the ball to him, bro.
Yeah, that's what makes it so impressive, how many meters. But, yeah, for me, I would say Liam Martin, Yo, potentially even Tungo, just his defense alone. And then
especially the edge defense, bro. Absolutely. To push out, they pushed Melbourne out like 3 times. Melbourne would go short, bang, 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 and then you just hear the crowd, yeah, and then like Penrith all get jet up. Bro, it was a spectacle. It was just good, so good to watch. That the way Penrith just suffocate you, because I fear it, and I'm actually happy they won the grand final because now players can start leaving and just can get weaker and we can.
Well, that seems to be the recipe for Panther success. Players keep leaving and then we keep.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think there's only so many players you can lose. And
I think Luai going.
People
man.
Saying that Luai, about Crichton, Kikia, bro.
Luai and Fish going is, I think, will be... Like, Taruva going is probably going to help him, I'll be honest. I think the McLean brothers are both better than Taruva. Fisher Harris, like, their next replacement. Lindsay Smith's hectic.
But Liam Henry as well. And then we also bought Isaiah Papali'i. So yeah. Like just...
Yeah, no one remembers that.
No one remembers that.
Yeah, and they got Tuolungi, like Blaise Tuolungi as well.
Yeah.
But he's a kid. And I think the problem that lies with them is like when Nathan got injured this year and last year...
The kids couldn't really step
Luai,
up.
Luai steadied the ship, bro.
Yeah, you the kids mean? Like... And, just
and, he got him, and he got him getting wins, bro. Now they lose that level head and the Luai's skill set and leadership, in my opinion... And if Nathan goes down next year, I think they might struggle. That's where I'm at. I think they'll be a really good team still. And I think Blaise Blaise and Cleary is something I lick my lips over. Like I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But if Nathan goes down again, I can't be as confident that they're going to get the job done like they did this year. Because they did have some close calls this year with Nathan down, but they were getting wins still. But like a 12th, imagine... You lose about 10 points, 12 points in each of those games. Do they, you know what I mean? That's what I feel
that's
like.
What that's
you want a really hot take from me? Really, really hot take? Nathan doesn't get injured and gets Dalian.
Next year? I think that's all he's missing.
All these comments, bro.
He's missing Origin.
Brother, the guy's won 3 Origins. You forget how good he was in those Origins because but of the Dalian thing
pisses, like Origin, I get it. If that's your opinion, whatever. But the Dalian thing really, really pisses me off.
It annoys me.
Because didn't he win it? But bro, he done a TikTok dance. And
yeah, that's why he didn't win one. if you got rid of like 10 points for suspension.
If you got rid of TikTok, he's a Dalian winner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or if you put people that actually have a brain in NRL, like they actually have a brain in rugby league,
they need to remove that.
And not
that
only that, they gotta remember, Panthers are still like Brian To'o, Dylan Edwards, Yo, like all these players are stealing points off each other. When you get like obviously Jerome Hughes, but look at the injuries that Melbourne had, like all these injuries.
He stepped up heaps.
The only one like. For me, I think Luai could have been the similar, but even then, you had, as I said, Brian Toll, you have Liam Martin.
There's so much players in that team.
Right, Luai barely takes points off him because it's always Dylan Edwards and Yo that get the points.
Exactly. And so like Nathan Cleary is not going to get Daly M because of that.
Dylan was leading, bro. Dylan, if he didn't get injured, he would have won Daly M.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like those minus 6 points, he would have won him, bro.
Far out, bro. It's crazy. Listen, boys, let's before we get into Melbourne, Fisher Harris and Luai, they're leaving. Give us a short message for them.
Oh, man. Like, they've been so good. They've been a part of us since before we were where we are now. So these two boys, they're OGs in terms of Penrith and the building of the team that we are now. So it's hard. I understand why they're leaving and I understand the reasons why they're leaving, but it's very hard to see two OGs, like... Yeah, it's really hard to see two Penrith Panthers, boys that grew up in the system that, like, I think they played together in juniors and, you know, Reggies and that, but just to see them grow into the players they are now and then, you know, move on, it is hard to see, you know, the team, the core, start to break apart. Because obviously we lost players in that, but the core is now starting to... The cracks. So.
I think lucky is didn't lose like a Dylan Edwards. I think that's lucky. That's the biggest one. Besides Cleary,
they have to pick Edwards or Luai.
I think they picked the right thing. Voila. I think they did the right thing.
Picking Edwards all day.
Well, to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But yeah, I think the question is, are they going to go? Are they going to go again?
Are they going to do 5?
They're going to do 5.
Listen.
First of all, to do 4, you're the greatest team of all time. I don't care what anybody says. You can argue with the brick wall. I'm not saying talent for talent they're the greatest because I still think that Melbourne team is cracked.
Best and greatest
are
two different things.
Okay, so what am I saying? Because now
greatest is like legacy, like, you know what I mean?
4
like,
in a row,
like,
that should be the greatest, right?
But
the best is Melbourne, that Melbourne team for me.
Best is like you put one game, you have to pick a team to save your life to win, like they have to win a game to save your life. Who are you picking? I think a lot of people wouldn't put Penrith in that conversation.
I'd pick Melbourne.
Like the over the cap Melbourne or
over the cap Melbourne.
Yeah, like but they were cheating, so you can't really pick
over. Like Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater.
I trust with my life 04 Dogs or 06 Broncos, but I think the big one a lot of people miss as a contender is 08 Manly because they beat over the cap Manly. They beat over the cap Melbourne 40-0, bro. And I don't think that gets spoken about enough. Melbourne 40-0.
For me, I think 2022 Panthers has to sit up there as one of the best.
That was the best to watch.
Best assembled teams of all time.
Before everyone goes, you know, before everyone leaves, they had Matt Burden. No, that was 21.
22 with, against Parramatta.
Yeah.
That I feel like that was the best assembled team because even before the finals, Panthers were winning the grand final.
Burton only won one with them, yeah?
Yeah, Burton left after 21, right?
Yeah. How long
has he been? Win year three of Burton.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, so Burton.
But I think that team was a bit better.
Yeah, I like that. I like that
21 team.
That second, like, I think not the first, because that first when they played Melbourne, I look at that as the first team.
Yeah.
When he's played Melbourne and lost in the grand final, that was a gun team. But the second year when he's won it, but he's I remember he's pumping everyone that season.
Yeah. 2019, freaking Roosters also.
That's a
insane
good team.
Like if you look at, they're like KD Warriors, right? Like bar for bar, like you're picking player for player. There's not many teams that are beating that team as
Kronk, well. Kronk, Morris, the Morris boys there? Only one of them, I think.
I think one of them was there.
Sonny Bill?
And then, no.
No, that was before.
Like, Sonny Bill joined that year after and then they lost the Souths. But like, so they had like Joey, Manu, Latrell,
Desco.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and they had Angus Crichton, like the first year. And like
but
Kronk,
I think,
Keery, you know what I mean?
I think as a team, like when we talk about team sports, as a team, it's Penrith.
But yeah, like
the way they play with, the way they bounce off each other, the way their chemistry is, the way they're together, the way they defend, the way they attack, the way they rush play, the way they're disciplined, everything about that team for me is the greatest.
Yeah, like the greatest and best is two different things. Yeah. Like I said, so great is like legacy over a 4-year, 5-year span. They're practically unbeatable.
Yeah, I'm not going individual for individual. Yeah.
Like as a team, bro. Like I think the 11 in a row Dragons, and the 5 in a row.
Four in a row
Penrith is like they're the greatest teams in terms of legacy. Like when you like everybody's gonna look at like in 10, 20 years time. And see, you know, Roosters, and then Storm, Penrith.
That's
like,
fucked. Like, if you think about that, bro.
Right. In this day and age when it's designed to, like, for that not to happen.
Yeah. Bro, to win back-to-back is insane. Let's get
like
that.
It didn't happen for ages
for so
before
long.
Roosters.
And then the Roosters did it, right?
And then a three-peat didn't happen since the Eels, and then in the 80s. Like, that should tell you how long ago it was.
And that should tell you how great...
It was Penrith's. The freaking Eels, and they haven't won a comp since the 3-peat. All right, losers. And then 4 in a row, like, hasn't happened to the Dragons, bro. Like it's only happened 2 times, I think.
That's crazy, bro. They're just
the Souths, I think.
Maybe Souths. It's really counting black and white, like, seriously.
Yeah. Like, Pele would say something different.
You guys might find this a bit, like, heartwarming, but when we were walking out on the field, I saw Gus just sitting there. I was like, this is because of you, Gus. This is all because of you. And he had, like, a little smirk on his, like, he was, like, a little appreciation.
I love his tweets. yes, Panther. He always puts Panther or like
he's funny, bro.
I love his tweets.
If
bro.
You read his,
bro, have you seen his? He got into like American politics last week.
I feel
like
was like, fucking funny.
I was like, are you hacked or what the hell's
bro,
going
you
on?
You read his Twitter, unironic. Like you can tell he's a jiddle, bro.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, all of this social media stuff, he would have been like, it's nothing. I reckon Gus is like, this is not the future, you know. And then
get
now.
Rid of it.
He scrolls like this.
And
he put
like someone sent him, I think Spud Carroll made beers and sent it to him, and he put it on his Twitter.
Oh my god, Spud Carroll. Cuz speaking of Spud Carroll, you didn't hear this, bro.
What?
Cuz can we just talk? None of you both didn't hear this because you had the game. Cuz he was on the commentary team for the Reggie's grand final, the state championship. I swear you got everybody felt like Blocker and Griffin were bad. While like Spud Carroll talks. It sounds like he's on, like, it sounds like it hurts him, like,
to speak.
Like really hurts him to speak. It's, many people were also agreeing with me. It sounds like he's on the toilet, like, mid machas. Like, no, you think I'm joking, but that's what he sounded like.
I love that you spoke about this because that's our next topic. Bro.
No. Spud Carroll sounded exactly like he was on mid, like, pushing. Like a big shit out while he's commentating. And I felt bad because it actually sounded like.
Like he was in pain.
Like he was in pain. Yeah. And I really hope he wasn't in pain.
Yeah. Like you really hope that's just him. Like
I really hope that's just his voice and not. Because it sounded like he was in pain and everybody agreed with me. All right. I was like, I heard the voice for the first time. I'm like, that sounds like Ray Hadley's dying, bro. Like that. But shout out to Spud Carroll, bro. But. Gus's Twitter is hilarious. Best Winston is still blocked, by the way.
Come on, Gus, unlock Winston, bro.
Because Winston was talking mad shit about hay sperm. Can't blame him one bit.
Lucky they don't see our shit, bro. Yeah,
like I just don't post nothing on Twitter, bro. So he doesn't have me blocked. But what you said was, what's next on the board, bro?
Nah, so what I was saying is, because I was at the game and I usually prefer like watching the game at home because of commentators. Now, when I say commentators, I mean Fox Sports. It is a pain to watch Channel 9. Now, the question was, a lot of people were saying, like, please, NRL, just get rid of Channel 9, like, or just bring Vossi to Channel 9 at least. Like, get someone that actually knows how to commentate. Brother, I didn't care about the normal games, right? But it's the so finals, bad, bro. It's so bad, Walla. Because I watch, like, Cameron Smith's a legend. Billy Slater's a legend. Andrew Johns is a legend. Who else? Brad Fittler, legend. But they cannot commentate, bro. Just because you were a good player doesn't mean you're going to be a good commentator, right?
It's so biased too, bro.
I didn't care about that, right? Whatever. Be biased all you want. But I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to fall asleep.
Cam Smith and Billy.
Yeah, of course. They love him.
Every 2 seconds.
And I love John's on when he's doing like the footy show and that, because he actually gets angry at him and he actually like sticks up for himself. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, here we go. You're going to talk about Queensland.
Aaron Mullen every time, bro.
I hate that mutt, bro.
That's Sid the Sloth, bro.
No, but like, It's because I want to sleep. Like, it's that boring. Oh,
there's no
great try.
Like, it's like AI, bro. It's like, well, it's like the AI. Like, there's no like, there's nothing like special about it. It's just commentary. Like, there's no wordplay. There's no like funny moments. There's no like,
go to. No,
they're just talking.
Like, go to the like, game 3 of the New South Wales Blues. Watch that, and then go to the Bulldogs versus the Broncos. Regular game, right? Regular game, no one's job's on the line. I think top 8's on the line, maybe. And listen to Vossi commentate that game. Like, and they're both arguably two very good games. Origin is to Origin. Game 3 to Decider. And then the Bulldogs are playing Brisbane, which...
At Suncorp.
Suncorp, you know? And listen to that, and that'll give you your answer. I think Fox Sports should go on there and just argue their case and whatever. Look, it is.
Money, bro. They pay big money to get the spot, bro.
It's not only money as well. It's because they have to... Something legality wise, they have to have a free to air, or they have to show the big events. They have to be shown free to air.
Okay, yeah. Just buy Vossi for a game.
We see during the week both of them are streaming it. Why can't both they have the broadcast, but it's Vossi and that are able to do it after the game. So if once the grand final finishes, you can actually go on the Fox Sports and watch the Fox coverage, but not during. And I don't understand, like, you can have both.
Like, you can, like, I just...
You know that tortilla ad, or why can't we have both?
Why can't we have both?
Like, why can't... Yeah, like, old El Paso, bro. You know, old El Paso, because just give me both. Like, I wish I could watch it. Like, because Vossi is funny. Vossi's like Peter Drury, bro. Always comes up with something mad to say.
The best. You know what I mean?
He's the best, man.
Like, if he commentated anything, I'd watch it. Wallah, he could commentate the Olympics, I would be like, oh.
But there's always, but they used to have Ray Warren, and Ray Warren was...
He's the GOAT.
Ray Warren was mad, and nobody could ever say anything bad about Ray Warren, but they have not replaced him.
But his voice and his, like, knowledge of the game, that's what... I don't know, I didn't care, like, Andrew Johns and Cameron Smith. Yeah, look, man, it was great. I don't want to hear, like, I'm at a pub. I want to hear
chemistry, but... Ray Warren and Gus had...
That was the greatest.
They were two best mates, bro. They were two best mates. They used to have like
Peter
Gus,
Sterling.
Like Gus shutting, like Ray Shut Warren up. Shutting up Gus. You know what I mean?
Go, KD. Sit down, you. You know what I mean?
Brad's in the air. Shut up. Let him referee the game.
None of that anymore. And to make it even worse, bro, they take Gus Good off the main commentary team. Like, get fucked.
Even the final words of Origin, like,
bro, that was like Billy Slater was doing it, bro. Like, or Cam Smith is doing it before the game. I'm like, brother, all right, I get it. It's Melbourne and everything. But, like, that should have been Gus. And I think everybody would have much rather Gus do it than Cam Smith.
I think Smith and Slater would have rather Gus do it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's Gus's thing, bro.
Or Scott Prince. Get Scott Prince on.
He would have started more than me, bro. He would have sworn. But get him to do it, bro, because it's his thing, man. He's the best at doing it. That's why he did it for so long.
Yeah, well, because they're never going to be able to replace Ray Warren and Gus. I don't know what they have to do, but I think Vossi and the Fox Sports team are an example. Look, they've got Mick Ennison. They got Cooper Cronk in. I used to hate Cooper Cronk in commentating, wallah. And for
he's
one
gotten a bit better.
Yeah, no, he's he was so bad because he wouldn't shut up. And I could tell that's the competitive nature of him, like, and his love for the game. Yeah, but they should have done this. And then he started to understand, like, bro, I talk too much. Let me calm down and just give my insight when it's important. And now I rate him. Now I enjoy his commentary. So, boys, last thing on the grand final. Cameron Munster, Jerome Hughes, Pappenhausen, Harry Grant. Where do we rate them? Let's give them a rating out of 10. So we'll start off with Harry Grant, the captain. For me, I think he was an 8 out of 10. I think he was the best player on the park for Melbourne.
I'm gonna give him an I'll give him a 9 because he really didn't do too much wrong and he was the best player on the park for Melbourne. So I'll give him a 9.
Flaxie, what do you give Harry Grant?
I'll give him an 8. You know, like as you said, best player on the field for Melbourne, and his first try scorer. He was the one that sort of brought the energy for Melbourne. So
it was one of the few that was like that was taking control of the game. Like, he's like, give me the ball, let me do shit.
You'd expect that from other players.
Yeah,
that's probably why Bellamy's got him as captain.
Yeah.
He probably sees that in him. And Harry Grant's a wise player, man. Cameron Munster, what do we rate his performance out of 10?
I'm not going to give him a 6 because...
You feel like it's too harsh?
I'm going to give him a 7 because... The one thing I will give Cam Munster credit for is he was trying the most out of the spine, in my opinion. Like he was trying his best to take control, but I think it's like everything he was doing, he was this close to making a break, and they do make a break and Blaw drops it, and like I think besides that one, he had one drop nuts on halfway, but besides that, I couldn't really, and he had a bit of a defensive mishap, but. So did Howarth there, and it's like not really can't do anything there because they didn't expect that switch of play. I think I will go with 6, but like for his standards, but like in terms of Melbourne and if I had to like rank everyone
in order,
he'd probably be top 3.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
A Big Mac meal out of 10. Nah.
Are you hungry for that?
Nah. I'll give him a 7. I feel like, as you said, he was trying hard. I just don't think Jerome Hughes allowed him to unlock him. He's like just... he wasn't able to unlock and go to his full potential. So
For me, Cameron Munster, you got to do better, lad. These are the moments we praise you for the most. These are the games that we talk your name in the greatest conversations. As a game breaker and stuff, these are the games, bro. And for me, he didn't show up. Maybe my seats weren't that good and I couldn't see him, but I did see his effort. For me, it's a straight 6, lad. Pappenhausen, and then I'll move on to the Penrith players. I want to give them their rating. Very important. Pappenhausen. I'd go 6.
6?
Yeah. You know what? I'd go 7 because I did see him running. Like, he ran hard. He tried to do things. He tried to slide Penrith out, but their defense was too good, Penrith.
Yeah. For me, I don't like. Obviously, we go on to Hughes last, but for me, Pappenhausen, yeah, I'll give him a 7 because they did try hard. It was just Penrith outplayed them.
100%.
So that's for me.
But yeah. Freddie Pappenhausen rating
6. Yeah. Just he didn't really get a chance to make an impact on the game. He was getting trapped in his 10
every time, bro.
Every time, and he plays off the back of Jerome and Munster and. And especially Jerome, and they just Jerome just didn't.
Let's
gonna have to go to him now because he just didn't do enough.
All right, boys. Jerome Hughes rating for the grand final. I'm gonna start. It was a 3 for me because wallah, from where I was, I could see the whole field, and I still didn't see him. And then I zoomed in on my phone. I still couldn't see him. Now I don't know if winning the Daily M a week before is a good thing for players because they start to get comfortable. But if you win the Daily M and you're playing a grand final in the next couple of days, it should only make you hungrier. So as a big Jerome Hughes fan, I have to give him a 3. Flaxie.
Yeah, I'll give him a 2. You know, like he, I believe he's the reason they were the whole Storm spine was shut down. He didn't bring the energy, and then Munster wasn't able to work off him, and then you couldn't unlock Pappenhausen through him. So for me, he was terrible.
Freddie,
I'm gonna give him a 3. I'll be nice, and it's a 3 overall. It's a 3 from his standards. He took the least runs out of the Melbourne like spine, really, and like Cleary had 29 runs. Yeah, And Dromey's at 14, which is less than half. You know what I mean? Munster had 22 runs. The speed of the game, like his average runs is 13 a game, Jerome Hughes. But like the speed of the game was like 1.5 times what it felt like 1.5 times what it usually is. Everyone was taking way more runs because the game was going so quick. But bro, at the end of, I said at a half an hour mark, brother, I have not seen Jerome Hughes do anything besides one really good kick. And he did exactly what people give crap for Nico Hines for doing, disappearing in the big games. Now, Nico tries to do too much. And at least he tries, bro. Jerome, I didn't even see Jerome trying to do too much. I just saw him ghost. Like, remember that meme? Like, you know, Pames Podesco, you know what I mean? Or Pessy. Pessy the ghost. You know,
Pinaldo.
You know what I mean? This was, you know, Perrone Pews, bro. Give him penalty. Where is he? He's ghosted completely. Missing persons report. You know what I mean? If it was in an army,
MIA,
bro. Missing in action. I just didn't see him, bro.
And it's so sad because he won the Daily M off a great season.
Like he played like he had Marcus all week. You know what I mean? Like in Origin, like every year the Queensland team gets Marcus or stomach bug. He played like he had food poisoning the night before or something, bro. You know what I mean? Like the MJ flu game. At least MJ won the flu game, bro.
I got a quick question for you, actually, before we get
and
into
And I'm just Penrith. Disappointed. I expected more from Jerome, and the team plays off the back of Jerome Hughes, of Harry Grant. Harry Grant was trying his best to get him on the front foot, and the game speed would have suited Jerome Hughes perfectly.
Yeah.
Especially the first 15, 20 minutes, bro. They were rapid as fuck. That's where Jerome Hughes thrives, when the game is rapid and quick play, the balls are happening. And where was he?
There was a stat on the field where on the TV, and it said there was like only 90 seconds of play the ball wasn't in play. Oh, 90 seconds, and that was in the first half. Like
that's insane, bro.
That's how fast.
That shows you how quick this game was.
I've never seen a 40-minute game, 40-minute half nearly go for 40, like just for 40 minutes. Yeah.
this is the environment where Hughesy is his skill set.
He's the best.
You know what I mean? Him and Cody Walker are two of the most natural like football players I've ever seen, where they just play on instincts. And it's like, where was he, bro?
Nowhere to be found.
Come on, man. Like, I think everybody on where the field, I think Craig, I think his teammates expected Jerome Hughes to take this game, to do more. Take this game by the neck, bro, by the scruff and go for it, bro. Like, try to make an impact.
Boys,
run the show.
I wanted to ask you quickly, Nelson, was that a big loss for him?
Yeah. That's what I said last week, bro. That's why I said Penrith's going to win because they're going to lose the battle in the middle.
And they did, huh?
And they lost the battle.
I think Nelson
was
the only bloke that can intimidate Fisher and not intimidate him, but like tell him like we're up for it, bro.
I think he's the biggest bloke. He's the biggest bloke on the field, so he's going to have a presence.
But I'm saying not many players can intimidate Fisher and Leora, but I reckon he could. Penrith ratings, boys. I'm going to start off with the fullback, Dylan Edwards. What are we rating him out of 10?
I'd give him an 8.5, 9. He just did what he had to do. He did his job and he did it fucking well.
He literally
well.
Dylan Edwards the game.
He Dylan right. Edwards the game, bro.
I'm going to agree with Flexi. I reckon 9, bro. When you're a fullback and you don't drop balls, and I think he had one error, maybe. There was one error in the first half, but other than that, to be that just calm, cool, to be involved in breaks, he almost had a line break in the second half. That's a 9. Freddie.
He had a 9, bro.
Easy, yeah.
250 metres, cuz.
Easily.
And, bro, he's defensive. Like, dude, his defensive positioning is actually
freakish,
like,
bro.
It's like he can see the future, bro. You know what I mean? Like, if he knows, okay, this player's going to kick it here, I'm just going to stand here and get the ball.
I reckon he does a lot of studying.
Like, oh, for sure.
They all do, right? But I reckon his film watching is crazy.
But, bro, he predicts stuff that you don't even pay attention to on film. Like, it's situations where they're just random, like players randomly kicking it. Or a player like throwing the ball on the inside and like when they make a line break, like he was like exceptional in all
so like
areas.
He's just
he did make a couple of errors, but he made up for it.
But he's allowed to, man. He's
it's like he's gone into Bellamy's playbook and he's like, oh, all right, what we got?
No, like the errors, like you got to understand when the game speed is like that, the errors, the missed tackles are all going to be inflated because there's so much more ball in play.
100%.
So many more possessions. There's like the missed tackle counts are insane, bro. Like Melbourne dominate the missed count. Like Meany missed like 9. Like, because there's just way more traffic coming their way more tackles to make, which means way more misses.
100%. Jerome Luai out of 10.
Oh, Fred, do you want to go first?
9, bro. Yeah. I can't fault him really. And when he starts, like, there's two things that, you know, the team's on the front foot. When Munster starts pointing at people and when Jerome starts doing goosies, you know.
When he starts skipping around.
When he starts skipping around and he's got that spring in his step, bro, you're like, okay, Jerome's in the mood, you know what I mean? And I didn't see no Munster pointing at no one, but I saw the spring in his step, Jerome, and I was like smiling when I was seeing that stuff because he's like, he's playing, it's all vibes, bro. You know what I mean? They were having fun out there, bro.
They were.
Like, they were embracing it.
They were
it.
Serious as well.
And they knew they had a game plan. They stuck to it. And I think Jerome was great, man. And he played a part in a lot of the good things that happened with Penrith. And I can't... You understand? Penrith were practically flawless in this game, bro. And I can't fault many of them. And I got to give it... I'll give him a 9 because I think he was exceptional in this game. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, which is being dangerous.
I reckon, for me, it's a 8. But a solid, probably 8, 9. But to get out there on your last game for that team that you've played for so long and just do what he did, even with the spring in his step, like Fred was saying, his confidence was so good, bro. And even his grubbiness, like when they go out on the sideline, he'll go and step over. Cause I love that shit, bro. Give me that, like, give me it all the time.
I'll tell you something. Back in 2020, Jerome Hughes was talking shit about Mount Druitt, man. Jerome Luai never forgot about that, eh?
Oh, no way.
And this is the game he showed up. And not only that, how he brought up other players. Like, there was an error from Lindsay Smith about 2-3 minutes before the game. And just the like, death stare into his eyes. Like, bro, like, game's on. Like, get into it. Lock in. You know, lock in. And, like, the way he just lifts and turns other players around, like, it's just insane. So, for me, I wanted to go 9.5. I'll go 9 because I don't think anyone can get a perfect 10 in that game. Yeah. Not for me.
Okay, boys, on to the next one. Nathan Cleary. I will say this quickly before you get onto it. 9.5 out of 10. Come on, cuz. Big Nathan Cleary. One of the greatest of all time. You're witnessing greatness. Stop hating, please. Appreciate it. You know, Ronaldo and Messi, you know how they've started to slowly fade away and now we have to watch bots like Jude Bellingham score goals? It hurts. So when it gets to rugby league, appreciate what you have in front of you because this is greatness. You could give him 15 injections in his shoulder. Doesn't bother me, lad. He's one of the greatest of all time and he's who my kids, our kids, are going to watch and they're going to say, that's Andrew Johns, you know what I mean? They're going to, that's their Andrew Johns. And far out, brother. If this is him now, I don't know where he's going to be in a few years. He's up there with top 3 greatest of all time already for me. Wallah, to win 4 in a row, insane. And that's why he gets a 9.5. Cool, composed, kicking game, easy. Too good, cuz.
Head of Kronk, bro.
He's easily out. I would agree with that.
Flaxy said no one can get a 10 out of 10, bro. I'm giving him a 10 out of 10.
Oh, Fred's giving him that.
I honestly think he was the best player in the park. But you, if Liam Martin is what you say Liam Martin was... Liam Martin gets a 10-2.
Yeah.
All right. Nathan had a job. He had a dud shoulder. He had a job to do. And he did the job perfectly. The guy made, as a half, 29 runs, 220 meters. And then kicking game was flawless. Pretty much didn't put a bad
kick. Did you see that spiral that he did? Yeah, like, that was insane.
He missed one kick.
Who caught that ball? Because, like, shout out.
Warbrick.
Warbrick. Shout out to Warbrick.
Well, because I saw him, like, bro, that's a nice talk, bro. Like,
he went for it early, too, bro.
His kicking game was pretty much flawless. He put that, like, one little grubber in where he nearly got it, like, near the try line.
No, but he missed one goal kick.
No, he missed, like, two.
Did he?
Yeah, two from the sideline.
He did the first one and the third and the last one.
Yeah, so he missed two from the sideline, but I don't really count goal kicking in player performance. Like Nick Meaney, like he his kick, but like I don't care. Like I don't care about like when I'm saying
that's literally the only wrong thing
was flawless. His running game was flawless. He was active. He was pressure. They're putting so much pressure on him, bro. And he suffocated them with his kicking game. He made them pay with his running game and. He created. What more can you want from him? He didn't. He did nothing wrong. He did everything right.
There's greatness in our eyes. Yeah.
9.5, bro. 9.5. As you said, he did everything and injured. Like this man, his shoulder wasn't 100%. And everyone
heard it.
Saying,
he heard it
oh,
during the game.
They're lying.
He heard it during the game.
Heard it during the game. And he's as you said, this is going to be someone. He's still got like 10 years or 8 years left in
his
career.
Crazy.
He's got so much time and. Bro, just everyone's going to be looking back. My kids, your kids, we're going to be looking back. And as you said, Andrew Johns, this is going to be a player that's going to be. I will put it right now. He's going to be an immortal because he's just that's insane.
Doubt.
And the people that don't think he deserves to be where he is are just they're full.
Especially
idiots.
His Bro, the thing that kills me with Cleary, yeah, is like, wallah, he never buckles. Like, he always, like, it's like he knows he's the greatest thing to ever be existing in rugby league. It's like he knows, it's not even that he's on his way there. It's like, because, yeah, this is what I'm meant to do. Like, he put the foot up yesterday and he was just so jaded up. Yeah, everything we say about Nathan Cleary doesn't even know. We can't put it into words, cuz. Right. And the last one is the captain. I want you to do this quickly because I'm going to ask you for your top four. Captain, Isaiah, what are you rating him out
You're
of
You're not going to let me do Mitch Kenny? Four. He surfaced. No. He did good.
Bro, defensively, I'll
give him a seven.
I didn't care about Mitch Kenny. Isaiah.
His service is so bad, bro.
Isaiah, quickly.
Yeah, 9, bro. 9.5, bro.
9, bro.
To be that old and to play like that. Shut the gates, bro.
Man, that's his best grand final performance, I reckon, bro.
He broke the record for most meters as a lock in a grand final, I think.
His running game was killing them. And, like, a lot of people, like, if he won over Cleary or...
No one would have
he made a match when he made a post-contact run as well. Like,
to bro, he was killing him, man.
Yeah, and last year he was a halfback. This year he's actually started to run.
He played a lock, bro. He ran the football like he used to back in the day. And, like, he's the... Like, these are the games that suit... Isaiah Yo, bro, fast paced, bro. And because if your line speed ain't there, bro, and I always talk about line speed, you've got to have perfect line speed against Penrith, otherwise Bryant or into Isaiah Yo, into like Liam Martin is not fun to deal with, bro. If you're not prepared, it's not fun to deal with in terms of having to tackle him, it's not fun to deal with in terms of like the amount of yardage you're going to concede.
I'll say it. Ever since Origin, bro. At the beginning of the year, he was still playing that halfback lock, and then everyone gave him shit when we went into Origin, and he's going to play halfback. You were giving him the most shit. So why, like, we need to take this player off, we need to take Isaiah Yo.
Yeah, because I wasn't wrong.
And then ever since...
He changed the way he played, bro.
Ever since then, and from that point to the grand final, he's been a
Because I love Isaiah Yo, because I love a leader that can structure the team, but I hate when the team gets found out. Like, I think it's time to change, you know? So the way he changed his game, because biggest credit to him. Boys, quickly, before we wrap up, next year's top four. I want you to, the quickest thing you could say it. Go.
Assuming everyone's healthy.
Yeah, everyone's healthy. Everyone's signings. Yada, yada.
Panthers, Melbourne, what we know Sharks, now, Bulldogs.
We're going to compare it to the next season.
Melbourne, Penrith, Sharks, Bulldogs.
I literally just said that. Melbourne, Sharks, Panthers, Bulldogs.
In no order, but...
Yeah, no particular order.
I'm going to go Melbourne, Bulldogs, Souths, Penrith.
Souths,
Penrith.
Bro, it's smoky. Now that they got a new coach, the Brisbane Broncos, bro.
Ooh. They're third favourites.
All right, this is no discussion. Ready? One more. We can
South Sydney are not making top four.
Let's say it one more time, guys. You ready? I'm going to go Melbourne, Bulldogs, Penrith, Brisbane.
Melbourne... Penrith, Bulldog, Sharks, I still think.
Same, bro.
Adam Fanua Blake coming in, bro. It's going to be insane.
Because, if Adam...
If Nico plays fullback, I'm all right. And Trindle's...
I'm telling you, Nico, the fact that there are already rumours of doing it, he's doing it.
Can I just... I know we've got to wrap up, but can I just ask one more question? West Tigers, obviously last. They're getting Luai. They're getting a bunch of other players. Roosh Hunt as well, I think. Where are they going to land on the ladder? And will this affect Benji Marshall this year, depending on how they finish?
Yeah, 100% going to affect him. 100%, bro. I think it will, wallah. For me, I would never sack him. I'd just keep him and keep at it. You know what I mean? Because you see players developing, but I don't think they'll win. I honestly don't think they'll win the wooden spin. I don't think so.
I can comfortably say I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, bro.
They're definitely going to improve. I think having Jerome there out is of the bottom four. I think. They might still be in the bottom four because they're gaining a lot, but they're also losing a lot. Like, they're losing guys like Papali'i. And I just think, you know, Appy's getting a bit older. You know what I mean? Are they going to have issues with him? And I know their replacements are good. They've got Talon De Silva, you know. But they just, you don't understand, Tigers are by far this year were the youngest team. Right? Yep. Bulldogs were in the mix as well, but Tigers by far the youngest team, and they're still young, and they're still going to have those young team problems. And their back line is going to be pretty much all new, and they're going to have some chemistry problems. I think they're going to have some defensive issues. I think there are other... this Tigers team in another year, you put them 5 years ago, on paper, they probably win, they probably make the eight or get close to it.
Yeah.
But I think the NRL, the way it's currently constructed, and the actual... Like, even though Melbourne and Penrith are the two best teams. Like, the power curve, it's not by a long shot. It's not by too much. And I think the skill level from the first team to the last team is actually a lot... Like, the gap is a lot smaller than in previous years.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of good NRL teams. And I don't think they're going to make the eight. I think they might make it out of the bottom four, but I'm going to say, like, 14th.
Yeah.
My smoky for the spoon next year does not change. I think it's probably going to be the Dolphins.
Sportsbet has Raiders being the least likely team to...
All right, boys, we'll get into that in pre-season time. Anything else, lads? I love you all. I'm so proud of everyone. It was a great season of league, lads. It was honestly, for me, we've improved so much, and that makes me very, very happy. A lot of new watchers, a lot of people coming up to me. I'm having breakfast with my family. People walk up to me, bro. Are you the one that does league, lads? You and Hectic Fred? I'm like, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And we got to Bulldogs games. Everyone's coming up to Fred. Flaxie's on the Today Show. Like, we have gone like this. And I always say this every single year. It's not about, we're not here for a million views. Like, we're really, inshallah, one day we get there, and that's our level. But we love our progress, and we love how our numbers are going up. And for us, slowly, slowly, we'll get to where we need to get to. And it's all because of you. So make sure you're liking, commenting, subscribing. Make sure you comment all your ideas that you want us, comparing NBA players to rugby league players, shit like that we can do in the off season. We can have a good time with it. And hopefully we can be back next year. You'll see a different background. You'll see the boys doing cracker things. And yeah, bro.
If you have anything, you guys want us to do in terms of rugby league content on the podcast, or what you want to see on the podcast, let us know, because, you guys are the reason we're here, so we want it to be for you guys.
And make sure you're following AJB HQ, because so you can see all the progress we're doing at the studio, and of course Ajib Escouch, Hectic Fred. One more question, Freddie. Did you oil up yesterday?
No.
Why? You didn't hit it?
Didn't hit it, bro.
That's all right.
I didn't want to hit it.
All right, guys. Love you.
We beheaded Diddy.
Good night, man. Shout out to all of you, bro. I love you. I'm actually gonna miss everyone, bro. Right. I'm gonna move, bro.